Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And it's time to worship with us on the power of Pentecost. Whether you can sing with the congregation and you can join us in choral prayer, you can follow along in the Word of God as we minister in Jesus' name. Your soul can be fed and blessed. You can worship with other saints, and we can lift up His name. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And as always, we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name and welcome you to this time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. By the time this service is over, we want you to know you have been in the presence of the Lord. And we want the Lord to know that He has been praised with the fullest of our extent and from the depths of our heart. Let's use this short time together just to join in one mind and one accord and praise Him and lift up the name of Jesus. We will all be blessed if we do. From Proverbs 11:24, the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. There is that scattereth and yet increases, and there is that withholdeth more than is meat, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Wonderful words of life to begin this service today. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. Well, from page 60 of the Hallelujah Songs, Let the Holy Ghost Fall on Me. Hallelujah. Here's a good prayer. You might pray this as we sing it. When Jesus left this earth for glory, He told all of His disciples to return to the upper room in Jerusalem. He said that when He got to heaven, He would pray to the Holy Father to let the Holy Ghost from heaven fall on them. Oh, let the Holy Ghost from heaven fall on me. Let the Holy Ghost from heaven fall on me. I will sing about Him, shout about Him, talk about Him to everyone I meet. Let the Holy Ghost from heaven fall on me. When they did as Jesus told them and went to the upper chamber, they rejoiced while they praised His name in one accord. And as they praised Him for the promise, there was a whir and a sound from heaven, and the Spirit came as promised by the Lord. Let the Holy Ghost from heaven fall on me. Let the Holy Ghost from heaven fall on me. I will sing about him, shout about him, talk about him to everyone I meet. Let the Holy Ghost from heaven fall on me. Hallelujah. Where you ought to be able to begin to feel it falling on you right now. If you desire this gift from heaven, God's word tells you how to have it. You must pray and believe this promise is for you. Then as you yield your life to Jesus and you pray for the blessed promise, he'll fill you with the Holy Spirit through and through. Holy Ghost from heaven fall on me.
Let it fall on me.
Let the Holy Ghost from heaven fall on me.
Let it fall on me.
I will sing about him, shout about him, talk about him to everyone I meet. Let the Holy Ghost from heaven fall on me. Let the Holy Ghost from heaven fall on me.
Let it fall on me.
Let the Holy Ghost from heaven fall on me.
Let it fall on me.
I will sing about him, shout about him, talk about him to everyone I meet. Let the Holy Ghost from heaven fall on me. If you desire this gift from heaven, God's word tells you how to have it. You must pray and believe this promise is for you. Then as you yield your life to Jesus and you pray for the blessed promise, he'll fill you with the Holy Spirit through and through. Oh, sing it with me now. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost from heaven fall on me. Let the Holy Ghost from heaven fall on me. I will sing about him, shout about him, talk about him to everyone I meet. Let the Holy Ghost from heaven fall on me.
Fall on me.
Well, that's one of those songs you just can't hardly quit singing. Praise the Lord. Jesus said that when he went away, he would pray to the Father, and the Father would send them another comforter, that they may have someone abide with them forever. And the great thing about it is, when you're seeking to be filled with the Holy Ghost, you know that when the Holy Ghost comes in and you begin to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance, you know that Jesus did what he said he was going to do. He prayed to the Father and the Spirit came. No matter how much you pray, you will not pray down the Spirit, because Jesus has already prayed and the Spirit has come. You might pray that the Spirit infill you and flood your soul, but I want you to know Jesus has already prayed, and when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you know that he has, and you get an answer to the prayer that he has prayed to the Father. Hallelujah. Well, there's just a little tidbits of some truth there, and I want you to know that it is a real experience. Hallelujah. Let's go to the precious promise today from Psalms 119:76. He says, "Let I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to the word unto thy servant." Isn't it wonderful today that he comforts us with his merciful kindness, and he displays that merciful kindness and comfort to his servants. Yes, living for Jesus can be stress-free and stress relief because he is kind and merciful, and he comforts those that are his. And we cast our care upon him, for he careth for us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for that merciful kindness, and we thank you, Lord, for that comfort and the fact, Lord, that we can rest assured upon you, and we can cast all of our care upon you, for you careth for us. And we're thankful today, Lord, for the opportunity we have of just unloading on you. Lord, we're thankful that we can bring you our every burden and our every prayer, our every care, our every concern, our every worry, our every fret. Lord, our every bit of unhappiness and disillusionment and discouragement and disappointment and whatever, Lord, the list may go on. We can bring you all of these things, knowing, Lord, that you're merciful and that you're kind and you care for us. And, Lord, you're willing to take our burdens. And, Lord, you're willing to cast all of our care. You're willing to accept all of our care as we cast it on you. Thank you, Lord, for being so near and wonderful. Thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to us. Thank you, Lord, most of all, for the gift of salvation that you gave us. And, Lord, later filled us with the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, today for all you do. Bless this congregation, and should there be someone in our midst that's unsaved today, we pray you'll speak to their heart. Lift up everyone that's with us today, and by the time this service is over, we trust, Lord, that many will be lifted up and blessed, and your name be praised, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Will you pray with us? Let's sing this, and let's worship him and praise him for hearing our prayer. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Holy Spirit, won't you tell me more about that lovely name? Oh, one more time, one more time. Hallelujah, I thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, won't you tell me more about that lovely I'm sensing the presence of the Lord today, and I trust that it's riding the airwaves or following in the internet stream to where you are. One drop of his blood.
When the man of Galilee hung upon a cruel tree, was dying for sinners like me. As the blood was dripping down from the cross to the ground, there was one drop he shed just for me.
Listen to this now.
Just for me, and the sins on my soul. For he cleansed and made me free and whole. Now as the blood came dripping down on the cross than on the ground. There was one drop he shed just for me. When they pierced his precious side, oh, forgive them how he cried. There was pardon extended to me. Both the blood and water came. Oh, glory to his precious name. There was one drop he shed for me, just for me, and the sins of my soul. For he cleansed and made me free and whole. Now as the blood came dripping down on the cross and on the ground, there was one drop he shed just for me. Oh, let's worship him today. Hallelujah. Why don't you look up to him today? If you feel the Lord dealing with your heart, he'll save your soul. When with all the saints I stand over in that happy land, and his beauty I'm able to see, as I look upon his face and thank him for his grace, and that one drop he shed for me. Sing it now. Just for me, and the sins on my soul. For he cleansed and made me free and whole. Now as the blood came dripping down from the cross and on the ground, there was one drop he shed for me. One more time on the chorus. Just for me, and the sins of my soul. For he cleansed and made me free and whole. Now as the blood came dripping down on the cross and on the ground, there was one drop he shed for me. Hallelujah. Normally during this time, I give you our contact information, but I'm going to hold off on that today and give it to you at the end of the broadcast. And if you miss it, you can always contact the radio station and they can give you that information, or you can go to our website. I will give you that, www.pentecostalradio.org. Here's one entitled, Let the World Go By. In a world filled with pleasure, we're tempted and tried. The more that we have here on this earth, the less we're satisfied. The only thing that's lasting comes from on high. I'll stand for Jesus and let
let the world go by. I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. I'll claim his promise, he will supply. We'll walk together, the Lord and I. I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. Time to depart from this old body of mine. I don't want to own one thing I can't leave behind. I want to be free to sail through the sky. That's why I'm walking with Jesus and let the world go by. Oh, sing it with us now. I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. I'll claim his promise, he will supply. Jesus, and let the world go by. Hallelujah. All right. From 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, he said, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." I've heard preachers say, "Well, I just don't know what to preach." Well, open your Bible. There's something to preach on every page. Preach Jesus Christ. You can't ever preach everything about Christ. It's bigger than we'll ever cover. And we preach about the cross of Christ. Had it not been for the cross, our salvation would not have been possible. It was on an old rugged cross outside the walls of the city of Jerusalem, on a hill called Calvary, the Lord Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. And he said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." Today, Jesus and the cross stand as an invitation to every human being to come and be saved. He paid the price for sin, and we must trust him for our everlasting life. Hallelujah. The preaching of the cross is not popular. It separates society. Yes, it will cause division. It will separate you from your unsaved friends, and it will separate you from going to ungodly and unholy places. It will change your life. It will separate you from much of society. Because the Holy Spirit is preached, the cross message will draw the believer. He will drive the unbeliever. He will deliver the believer, and he will damn the unbeliever. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. It is a stumbling block to the unbeliever, but it is a stepping stone to the believer. Isn't it amazing how the same stone can be a stumbling block or a stepping stone. It all lays around and it all returns and revolves around the fact whether you're an unbeliever or a believer. Now, there's probably been a time in all of our lives when we didn't believe some things, but later on, as the truth was revealed and we got better understanding and so forth, it changed us and we started believing some of the things that we did not believe at one time. Yes, it is foolishness to the unbeliever, but it is faith to the believer. The same message, some might say, is foolish, but some will say it increased my faith. What about you today? Let's come over on the Lord's side, like Moses preached that day when he came down from the mountain and they were worshiping the golden calf. And Moses looked over the situation and cried out, who is among us that's on the Lord's side? Come over here with me. And some of them that were worshiping that golden calf did not really appreciate that type of religion, but that's what had gotten started. But when they heard the truth and when they heard the sound of the gospel and when they heard the sound of the man of God saying, come over here with me, they left the golden calf assembly and they came over and they joined up with Moses. Praise the Lord. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Your life will be different. Your attitude will be different. Your children will be different. Your home will be different. Your job will be different. Everything around you will be different when Jesus came. The song says, when he comes, it's different now, since by his grace I'm free. The word of God preaching the cross, it will bring a message to the sinner that will bring him into everlasting life. It is the gospel that needs to be preached. Men and women need to hear about their sins, and men and women need to hear about the Savior. We sang a song entitled, One Drop of His Blood Was Shed for Me, but really every drop of His blood was shed for me. One drop might have been sufficient, but Jesus did not stop on one drop. Jesus gave His all. He didn't reserve one drop of blood for Himself or for anyone else. He spilled it all on the ground. Sinner, that's just how much that Jesus loves you. And if you'll listen to this gospel message, you'll find out that this is what we are preaching. This is the plan of the gospel. Jesus came to fulfill God's plan. The cross was in the mind of God even before the foundation of the world. This was the plan of God, and no one could fulfill the plan of God except the sinless and spotless Son of God. Jesus in His flesh even prayed in the garden, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, thy will be done. Jesus came to honor the plan of God. There is power in the preaching of the cross. There is power in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is power to save you, power to keep you, and power to sustain you, and power to keep you moving forward. These few little remarks I've made are just some simple principles of the Word of God. The thing you need to do right now is look up to Him if you feel any conviction whatsoever and ask Him to forgive you of your sins and tell Him that you want to be saved. We'll continue this message on another broadcast soon. If you'd like to have special prayer or if you'd like to call or text, you can call 618-214-1410 right now if you'd like to, or send a text. And if I'm busy and I can't take your call right now, I'll call you back just as soon as I can. Oh, and you can also write The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And again, the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.